In fact, the Israelis want a confrontational president. Israel and America want a president who is committed to doing away with resistance and taking its weapons, a president of civil strife. Antoine Ghanem was killed in order to do away with Biri's initiative. This is another indication. Regarding the presidential election, we've heard things recently, in the last few days, that the other side wants a purely Lebanese election, and we support this. We want a purely Lebanese election, where no one intervenes, whether the Syrians or the Americans. Fine. But the Americans are telling everyone not to intervene while they're intervening. This is an expression of arrogance carried out by the U.S. administration throughout the world. How can we have a purely Lebanese election? I'll tell you in a minute. They also said, for the first time, we want the Lebanese to elect the president. And that is something we want too. We want the Lebanese to elect a president, isolated from external intervention. They also said, there is a group in Lebanon that can monopolize the will of people here. The opposition says that it expresses the majority. However, if we want a truly consensual decision, there are peaceful means, civil, legal, and peaceful means to do this. First of all, let's agree on a consensus president. When the major Lebanese groups, opposition and pro-government, agree on this president, then it's a 100% Lebanese president made in Lebanon. That's one way. Ignoring this means we don't want a consensus president. Threatening us with the 50% plus one quorum means that they don't want Lebanon's interest. The second way, if we can't have a consensus, why can't the political forces have a consensus? Perhaps they're subject to external pressure. The best way for the Lebanese to express their will is to resort to the people. This will need a constitutional amendment. But doesn't Lebanon deserve, at this very difficult time, don't we deserve to see the MPs meet and amend the Constitution to see the direct election of the president by the people? When we talk about the will of the people, the Americans talk about the will of the people. Let's see the will of the people. Let's see the will of the people in Palestine, or the will of the Iraqi people. What about a peace settlement with Israel? We should have a referendum. In Europe, referendums are permitted, but they are forbidden in Lebanon and Palestine, because it's forbidden for these people to express their will. Let's see what the Iraqis want. Why don't we see referendums there? What about the presence of the occupation forces in Iraq, or a timetable for withdrawal? We would see a high percentage of Iraqis support their departure. This is the key to the whole crisis. We should have a referendum in Palestine on any peace agreement. In Lebanon, we should confront things with these referendums. Let's amend the Constitution and see the people directly elect the president. This is the big challenge today. The third option for our political forces, let's bring three or five polling organizations, trusted and neutral, to perform an opinion poll in Lebanon. We will elect the person who receives the highest percentage of support in this poll. We will go elect him as president. Why don't we accept such a formula or these formulas? If you talk about majority, you either accept the majority in terms of numbers or not. If you want to talk about majorities, there are various formulas. If we talk about the makeup of Lebanon in sectarian terms, this requires us to do other things. The Lebanese presidential election should be purely Lebanese and express the will of the Lebanese. And we should have a consensus president. The 50% plus one quorum is unconstitutional, and such a president elected in such a way will not be constitutional and represents something worse than a vacuum, a political vacuum. Another point on this issue: we hear that the program is more important than the person. I disagree. The person is more important than the program for two reasons. The first is that the government and not the president is the ruling authority in Lebanon. The president's thinking is important in the government. Who has guarantees that the president will change his program afterward, after getting elected? It's very easy to change these programs and these policies. And lying is very, very widespread among politicians. When they say a politician is very smart, that means he knows how to lie. The person of the president is more important than the program. We want a patriotic president, a nationalist. We have seen from experience that this person or that person isn't pressured by the embassies and is able to carry out his responsibilities and is honest and loyal to his promises. This is the kind of the kind of president we want. And this person exists here. This person exists. And we can agree on him. For us, the person person, the president himself is the person of who constitutes the guarantees that he will not be intimidated or pressured or and cannot be bought. This is the person who constitutes this guarantee, and this is the person who can become the president of Lebanon, along with a serious national unity government. With this, we can build our country and face the challenges that are facing Lebanon and the region. We would like to reaffirm that the opposition, all of us in the opposition, whatever, despite what is said, we are keen to see the unity and security and stability of the country. We are keen to see accord and dialogue. We want dialogue, and we always accept dialogue. But when we have a when we say people from the opposition and from the pro-government, they should sit down and talk. I have special conditions that prevent me from attending such a dialogue session. The Arab Initiative is marketed here and then goes away after a couple of days. We agree, we have no problem with talking with everyone. However, we are looking for serious frameworks so that the dialogue achieves a result. Brothers and sisters, today on Jerusalem Day, I want to confirm to you during the blessed month of Ramadan that the future is not as frightening as people make out. There are dangers, but among the miracles of the Quran, which were read at the beginning of the ceremony, before 1,400 years ago, was said, the Prophet said that Israel would cause corruption in these lands at a time when there were only very few Jews in Palestine, at a time when Bani Israel was a dispersed group of people in Yemen and the Arabian Peninsula. The Quran talked about an event that would take place after 1,400 years. These people set up a state that was unprecedented in the history of the world. The Quran said that this state would be established in Palestine, and it said decisively that the state would not prevail or continue. When Imam Khomeini announced an international day for Jerusalem, Khomeini was following the Quran and that the promise of Jerusalem, that from the Quran, that Jerusalem would return to its owners from the occupation. Thank you.